What you are about to hear is not a horror movie, and it's not a drag race. So what is that? It is newly released sound from NASA of a black hole in a galaxy cluster far, far away.
For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Aaron Lee, assistant professor at the St. Mary's College Department of Physics and Astronomy. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Lee. Our impression of black holes is that nothing escapes, including sound. So what gives?
Yeah, I'm so glad you're talking about this because I think it is a really cool new kind of release from NASA. But I almost think that the publication was a tiny bit misleading in terms of what this actually is representing. Now, it is very hard for sound to travel in space. So this is not something where if you were to suddenly travel near a black hole, as you say, don't go in it because you're not coming out. But if you're going near a black hole, this would not be a sound you would hear, but this is what we call a sonification of the light data that we're seeing of the gas that's kind of around a black hole. It's okay if you're near a black hole. You just don't want to get too close because you're right. Once you're in, it's a one-way trip.
So how exciting is the sonification, especially for you as an astronomer?
Yeah, so what this is showing is these images, if you look at the images that are used to make these sonifications, is that there's a lot of gas and dust out there in space. You know, it's almost, people like to think that space is a vacuum, and it more or less is, but there is a very tenuous amount of stuff out there. And when you look at the largest scales, like for galaxy clusters, there's enough gas where if you have something like a black hole, which is wreaking havoc on its surroundings, and it's actually kind of burping off stuff, and stars are being ripped to shreds. Those kind of climatic events can actually create ripples in the gas, in the very tenuous gas that's surrounding the black hole, and we see those ripples kind of moving away from the black hole. And this sonification idea is taking those ripples and kind of translating it into an audio wave instead of a light wave, which is what we're seeing with the telescope.
It's a unique, different way
of interpreting what ultimately is data that we receive from light using telescopes.
So it sounds creepy.
It sounds very creepy. And what's kind of cool about this case, you know, we've done these sort of sonification things before, but what's kind of cool about this image is that this actually is fairly representative of how sound actually works. You know, just to think about how does sound work now as we're talking with one another. My vocal cords are causing air in front of my mouth to vibrate, you know, and so there's parts that are kind of compressed and parts that are stretched out, and those ripples from my mouth move towards my phone, and then you hear them. And you can see when you look at the images that there are these kind of ripples that are being created in the gas around this black hole. So it is kind of very similar in terms of the physics of what a sound wave would be. However, the sort of sound that might be associated with what's coming from these ripples that we're seeing in the image, I think it's something like 50 octaves below middle C on a piano. So you would need a very, very long piano if you were to actually pluck this note on a keyboard, something we cannot hear with our ears. So NASA had to do a little bit of a manipulating so that we could actually hear it.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, for offering us your expertise. Aaron Lee is assistant professor in the St. Mary's College Department of Physics and Astronomy.